Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening. The best show on the radio, Philadelphia or anywhere. Today, on the day that Brandon Graham retires, we've been talking about Brandon, taking your calls on Brandon all day long. We'll continue to do that up until 6, 215-592-9494. But we could not let 5 p.m. go without your favorite portion of the program.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
There's a lot of sad things that WIP hosts do. You know, like, it's just sad. They're hanging on to certain things. It's time to maybe move on from certain things.
Oh, boy.
And what happened to you, the five saddest things that some of you people do.
Are you on the list?
No, I'm not. There's nothing I do that's sad.
Not.
Come on. Number five is that Spike still hates on Jalen after all he's accomplished by himself. You're just out there by yourself hating on Jalen Hurts after everything he's accomplished. It's truly sad. Super Bowl MVP.
See, this is a fill the list out.
Eagles Mount Rushmore.
You are a much bigger Jalen Hurts hater than I am. I don't even think it's close, to be honest with you.
Off air. Yeah.
No, on air, too.
It trickles over.
You're the one that says next year's a prove-it year
it
for him.
It is a prove-it year for Jalen. Are you actually elite, or what?
But yes, I believe in some of those things. But yeah, I would say that you are such a big hater that it would lead you to sometimes cheer against the football team.
Well, I would
that never
happened
would
to would never
me.
Do that. Okay. Only against one player.
Okay.
The fourth saddest thing that WIP hosts do is this Hunter Brody. Now, he's new to us, right?
Yeah.
But this just thirsting it up on Twitter thing, just like people say, you're one of the good ones on sports radio.
Did he do anything new?
No, even like last night's tweet about like how he just wants to celebrate Nick Sirianni. Like, he just can't help it. He can't help it. He's gotten some positive feedback from people, and he's just eating it up now.
Yeah. Well, he's too much of a YouTube guy. Like, the people, like, slurp that stuff up on YouTube. And you got to realize, we're going to need the real Hunter Brody here. We don't
and
need...
it can't be about the Flyers, dude. No one cares.
Yeah. I mean it's good you have your lane. You could be the Flyers guy.
Perfectly fine, yeah.
I've been there. I understand it. But we're going to need some real, you know, real things to chew on with these other sports. Not just about how good everybody is.
Yeah, and he'll come on and be like, well, I can't celebrate my team winning the
yeah.
Super Bowl.
Ooh. Yeah!
Yeah, Howie reminds me a lot of Kobe. He doesn't remind you of Kobe at all? First off, he wears Jordans. Anyway. Anyway. Third saddest thing that WIP hosts do.
The Broads thing really pisses me off.
No, it does.
I just feel like there's a real takesman in there, and he's so busy just, you know.
Can he build his audience?
But then when he comes in and he's honest, they're all going to be mad at him, this audience, you know?
Right. Yeah, we thought you were one of the good ones.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, ding, 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 ding. Likes, 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 likes,
please
likes.
Like
ding,
my
ding,
tweet.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, man, y'all are brutal, no, man.
The third saddest thing that WIP hosts do is Ike when he tries to not be in on Eagles Insider of the Year, but still like sometimes wants credit for it, even though he refused himself.
Yep.
Make up your mind.
May have happened before the show today.
Pick your lane.
Yep. He's asking for credit, and then I remind him he took himself out of the Eagles Insider of the Year race.
I know.
He still wants credit.
Well,
that's
competitive
anyway.
Side of me, you know. I just, you know. I'm not a real insider. I just
could be.
I just know things.
No, I know.
Right.
I just have a feel for things.
And you're a good. You're an influencer. Yeah, like you're the leader of the Eagles fans. You know what I mean?
Eagles influencer of the year. He could win that.
Yeah.
No, I'm a truth teller.
That's right.
You are Eagles truth teller of the year.
We'd love you so much for that, Ike, on this show with those two idiots you work with.
Yeah. But the insider, I feel like you could be an insider if you wanted to. It's just not the lane that you've chosen.
I don't want to be insider. I don't break news.
Yeah. React to news.
I react to news.
Yeah.
We've heard that line before. But
I think McManus has done a better job than Elliott.
Of course he has.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Elliott's had great. I think Elliott's had a good take year or like, you know, whatever he's doing this year.
He's been better as an insider. He's asked good questions.
Yeah.
He's been there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Elliott keeps. He keeps making fun of the stories that McManus writes. McManus writes stories with interesting quotes that we never knew before. It's part of being an insider.
And I don't know why we're giving it. Listen, we'll give him some credit for the Ojulari thing.
Yes.
But he didn't break.
He gets all the credit.
No, he doesn't. He didn't break Ojulari to the Eagles.
But he said it.
McManus said Becton to the Chargers.
2 years.
He broke that.
Yes.
Rap Sheet could have had that.
Yeah.
Like, that smells like Rap Sheet. But McManus took this seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. This final vote's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we're going to sleep on it.
When do all the votes going to have to be in by 6 a.m. tomorrow?
Yeah. I'm casting my vote later today.
Okay.
We're going to make Elliott bring his whole family in.
Yep. Watch him lose.
Just to tell him he didn't get it. Yeah, he didn't win.
No, I think if we're doing polling odds right now, I think he's the favorite. But I think it's like I think it's minus 150.
Okay. And then what's McManus?
Like plus 120.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's pretty close. The second saddest thing that WIP hosts do is speaking of Elliott, still trying to act young. You know, we saw this on display in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You're almost 40.
Yeah.
I know you do the little hand twirl, like I'm about to go in.
Yeah.
Like, don't hurt yourself, buddy. Like, we all saw you run down there. We saw the gut starting to hang out a little bit.
Wow, you got a lot of nerve.
Well, everyone knows him. I'm down 22 to 21.
Cut that, Ike.
No one can cut that.
Yeah.
No one else works here besides me.
Justin, cut that. Send me the audio. I'll play it on my phone.
Over and over again.
Yep.
I'm down 20 to 25. Elliott is working his way up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's been eating good a lot, man. He's been on the road a lot.
He's been on the road. Now, he used to do the pasta in the bag trick. I don't know if you remember that.
What did he
do? I do remember that.
He used to make his own pasta.
Yes. Okay.
And put it in a bag.
Like travel with it.
Yeah. Like that was his dinner.
Yeah. It was the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
We definitely shamed him out of that.
Pasta in a bag?
Yeah.
Not like a Ziploc
bag. No, Ziploc bag. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't brought that one up in a while.
We definitely shamed him out of that.
Now, dude, I know I dress like I'm a teenager sometimes, but I don't think I act like I'm young.
You definitely don't act like you're young.
Right? No. I don't feel like I'm trying to act like I'm young. I just don't know how to dress like an adult. But
yeah. Well, and dressing our age is what? Wearing khakis and a button-down shirt?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is anymore.
Like, what is that?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Everything's changed post-COVID. You know, I feel like you can kind of wear whatever you want to wear.
Well, that's what I do.
I've already decided. I might give up jeans, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, jeans suck, dude.
I love jeans.
Yeah, I think I might give them up.
Really? In exchange for what?
Joggers?
Joggers.
Joggers are in, man. I like
my joggers. Yeah, kind of joggers or, you know, some sort of loosely khaki or something. But
really?
Jeans? I can't find the right jeans.
Really?
Yeah.
I found a brand that works for me.
Either
I mostly
they're
wear that.
Jeans or they're... These are the young people's jeans.
Like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too much friction sometimes.
Well, that too, yeah. It's only friction when you're...
What's that brand that they sell in the mall? It looks like the True Religion logo, but it's not that. Richie wears those pants every once in a while. They look like the regular pants, but they're stretchy. Lululemon.
Oh, Lululemon.
You would like those, I bet.
And my wife wears Lululemon.
Dude, I think you would like those.
Just don't make them too tight or else it turns into a yoga pants allegation.
Yeah,
like what happened to me.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked
that. That was form-fitting.
Listen, those are good pants.
Yeah.
Those are good joggers.
I can't go Lululemon.
Nah, it's tough.
I think you might like it.
Yeah, I can't
just
go
take Lululemon. The tag, okay. Take the tag off if you do get Lululemon.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going old gym teacher sweats.
Oh, okay. Oh, I could do that. You going to be a sweats guy?
To work?
Oh, I would love to be a sweats guy.
Like it. Yeah. Like it. But the number one saddest thing that WIP hosts do, and this has been a long time, the long-running bit with Joe DeCamera, is that he continues to pretend he's an athlete. And yet again this morning, now he's taking a new shot, and then the shot is at me. Here's Joe DeCamera. Once again, thinking he's an athlete.
Caller called up about an hour ago. I was like, I met Richie. I met Ike. I met Fritz. How did Fritz's name get in that call? Remember when she called like
college
an hour
athlete.
Ago? What is that nonsense?
He's a college athlete.
College athlete, my ass. What was he, D6?
You claim athlete status.
Well, I am an athlete. I just chose
and
not to
Fritz
play at a
can't.
Certain point. He can claim it.
Are you a better athlete than Jack Fritz?
Probably. I'd have to see him play
buddy.
More.
Here we go.
James, when you think?
No, I don't think.
Wait, you're don't better. Think I'm
are
a better
you
athlete.
I'm not. What Richie is saying, think? Jack is some amazing athlete, but I think he's absolutely a better athlete
What's
than you.
What's he better at than me?
Do you think anyone
he pitched in college?
Okay,
are you kidding?
Let's just say he may be a better baseball player. And I'm going to say
maybe.
Are you
kidding me? Definitely a better baseball
what
player.
What else is better? You can't beat me in basketball.
I'm sure
you can beat me in tennis.
I'll bet everything I have that he beats you in basketball.
He can beat you in everything.
He's like a 6 handicap or an 8 handicap as a golfer.
When you look at his body, does that look like athlete body?
Wow. Who's talking right now?
Yeah, but look at that guy.
Oh.
He didn't let up.
He got a little chesty.
Oh. Yeah, he didn't let up.
That went on for like 4 minutes.
Well, this has got to happen then.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to figure out what the...
Are you willing to...
Sure, whatever, to appease his little nonsense.
Well, he actually threw out... he said baseball. He said
basketball, tennis.
Tennis.
Well, I'd cook him in basketball. There's just no...
Tennis?
Yeah, I'd beat him in tennis.
See, basketball, I feel like he would just want to have a shooting contest.
Again, that's not basketball.
Like the free throw contest.
Real one-on-one to 11.
Well, 11, what do we have, 4 hours? How about 7?
I would score. It would be 11.
Be out there all day waiting for y'all to get to 11.
We'd all just be waiting to leave.
That's not
be
true.
Be like, okay, morning show's over. Gilo and Hugh have to talk about 11, Jack and Joe.
11 to 3. That would be the final score.
Ooh.
Wow.
Maybe 3. I don't even know if it would be
so,
3.
What about tennis?
I cook him in tennis. No, I played tennis growing up.
This is a momentous occasion because we've taken a lot of shots in the morning show and they never fire back.
Yeah.
And this is the first time they fire back. Jack, I believe in you, but we need to make this happen.
Well, and listen, down 20 to 25
what about
makes it that much easier.
What about a 400 meter dash?
How long is that?
That's one lap.
Just one time around the track.
One lap.
Why can't we do like a sprint?
Well, one lap should be a sprint. It's a quarter mile.
Well, yeah, I could do it. But, we could do both. We could do one lap around and we could do a sprint.
Well, maybe a high jump competition. This will be like the end of Revenge of the Nerds or whatever.
Yeah, it's totally out of my territory. It's just way too athletic for me right
Talent
now.
Show? Talent
Ooh,
show at the
talent
end?
Show.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, we got to figure out how we're going to do it. It seems like we got our bit for the summer. But
the camera goes down.
Yeah.
Boxing? Finally?
I'm just throwing this out. If there ever, and this is to both shows, morning and midday, I'm just saying, if y'all ever want a 3-on-3, I guarantee you we'll win.
I guarantee you we'll win as well.
Yeah.
Now, I can't get rebounds because I can't jump.
Don't even worry about it.
Just let me shoot.
Don't even worry about rebounds. You just pass the ball to me.
All right. I can shoot a little bit.
Okay.
Well, I know you like shooting a lot, so you can shoot most of the time, too. Just let me take a shot or two. That's all I'm asking you. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGUIDA.com.
I don't think that midday show has any... I mean, other than Hugh playing football, I don't think they can do anything else.
No, 0% chance.
Other than Hugh being a professional athlete.
Yeah, other than Hugh playing football, I don't think they can do anything
else.
I think
Gilio and Kyle would break their arms if they dribbled.
Because Gilio could run.
I saw that. DeCamera can run, right?
He smoked you.
Well, he's like 120 pounds.
Wow. That's part of being an athlete.
We did the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Oh, yeah, Gilio can
Joe
run.
Joe ran that thing so fast.
Yeah. the camera can't run.
No, no. He runs like Evan in New York. Yeah. He runs like his back is broken and his feet have bricks on them or something. Like, there's something wrong with the way he runs.
He's also never even broken 100 playing golf. Like,
oh, really?
He plays a good amount.
Well, yeah. Why would he even bring up golf then?
Oh, golf's not for athletes.
It's a different kind of athleticism.
Old men. Yeah. We need a real athlete competition. Yeah, what are you going to do? Play chess, too? 215.
A mental sweat.
215-592-9494. Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Loud and clear, buddy.
There's some bad static on the phone on my end or something. I don't know what it is.
You sound great.
I wanted to say, if I want to talk about Brandon Graham. He's a special player. He's a special person. I went,
Huh? Did we lose Herb?
Herb? Oh, no. Herb's having some problems with the Bluetooth.
Damn.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Rick in Fairmount. You're on WIP. What's up, Rick? Oh, boy. Rick.
There he is.
For God's sakes. Derek in Doylestown. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
There we go.
Oh,
there
Derek, just coming in clutch. What's up, Derek?
Come on, guys. Listen, hearing that BG interview was moving. Just a young man in the Philadelphia area hearing BG, the way he matured throughout his career, making one of the biggest plays in Philadelphia Eagles history in that first Super Bowl win. You know, it's definitely going to be a loss as a culture aspect. You know, I think we have the right pieces in place behind him, but you just don't replace a mindset and a character like that in the locker room.
No, but I think what we could wonder about is when, you know, everybody's worried about Jason and Fletcher leaving and the leadership of those guys. But what we found was there were young players who were ready to start stepping into those roles like Jordan. So I agree with you. You don't replace a BG, but you never know who on the team could be that guy if that guy wasn't around. So hopefully somebody steps into that and grows and becomes the next, you know, the next era of those guys.
Absolutely. And I think, honestly, with these young athletes we got, I mean, look, BG had a great career, but those first couple years of his, he wasn't an all-star. And I think Nolan Smith is ready to take that next step coming into the next year. Uh-huh. And I think Jalen Carter's going to have a better overall career than Fletcher Cox. So, you know, I think we got two young studs.
Well, if he does, he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox.
People forget Fletcher Cox was an all-decade player. Like, him and Aaron Donald were the two tackles for the 2010 all-decade team.
I think Jack said earlier he was right. I think we all know that Fletcher was great, but I think we all probably minimize how great he was compared to the other guys. Yeah. He was a better player than BG, at least.
Six-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I mean, BG definitely benefited with having Fletch next to him. Mm-hmm. And I think people next to Carter are going to have that same effect. That's why, like, honestly, I'm not sweating losing Milton Williams. Like, the guy had a great season. Good for him. Put in any above-average tackle next to Carter, and I think they're going to have a breakout season as well.
Well, you did say above average.
Yeah.
above that. Not anyone.
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. I think we – listen, I don't want to underrate Milton Williams. I don't think we overrate Milton Williams. I really don't. I think Milton Williams was a very good young player that, quite frankly, if the Eagles had the financial ability to keep him, he would be here. Because that's the guy they usually sign. They usually re-sign the 25-year-old guy.
Exactly. Well, listen, I've been on hold for 40 minutes. I got an exciting answer for the players stuck around.
Who stuck around too long? Now, the context of this, BG left at exactly the right time, but we're looking for people who stuck around too long. Who stuck around too long?
I might have missed it if it was said already, and, you know, I'm a hater, so you can say what you want, but Joel Embiid has stuck around way too long.
Honestly kind of cruel.
It's pathetic.
You know what? You know what, Derek? This has gotten to the point with people, and it actually kind of makes me mad, that, like, you don't sound like you wanted them to be good at any point. Like I it's almost like people are rooting for him to be so injured that he can't right. come back. I don't understand the joy that you take out of it. I've never seen that with any team here in Philadelphia, not with the Eagles, not with the Phillies, people like actively rooting against it. The guy, like, he absolutely choked in the Celtics series, 100%, should have won that. But like, holy moly, like he's had injury after injury after injury, and you'd sound like excited about it. I don't understand.
No, I mean, I never want to root for injury, and let's be honest, Embiid's the best Sixer we've ever had since Allen Iverson.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, he was a great player, but it's just a broken record with the team. And honestly, you know, if we can take away players, I'd say Josh Harris has stuck around too long in Philadelphia.
Well, that might be a more fair one. Right, yeah. Thank you for the call, Derek. Yeah. And I don't mean to be mean to Derek. I understand the frustration and the disappointment. I don't necessarily get the animosity.
Yeah.
There's like an anger there.
Yeah, well, some of it is the back and forth arguing over Embiid. It was a lot of that sure. going on during that the era where he finished runner-up for MVP a couple of years. He didn't sure. get it. A lot of us thought he deserved it. You know, people didn't want to see him get it. So it was a lot of that arguing back and forth. And I almost feel like, to the point you're making, that some people, I'm not saying Derek was, but it does feel like some people are happy that he's in the situation that he is right now because they can say that they were right.
Right.
About him.
This is like ultimately disappointing for all of us.
Yeah.
It's why I say, at the end of the day, I'd rather be wrong about Hurts. I was not like crying when he won Super Bowl.
Right, you're happy.
Yeah, it was good. We have to say what we think, but I just thought at the end we all want it to be good, and there have been bad guys who have been here. I don't think Embiid's a bad guy.
Nah,
you know, nah, he has not lived up to.
The injuries just frustrate people,
right?
I think that's, and obviously the postseason stuff, but but him as an individual player,
it's like pretty good.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Speaking of the Sixers, they almost pulled one off last night. They really did. Now that was an exciting game. That brought back the good old days. We will talk about that. Take your calls on BG. Ooh, also Big Lou with a comment on DeCamera versus Fritz.
Hold on.
What?
Are we really? I'll wait till after the break.
Oh, you want to talk about one
just
caller?
It's BG day to day.
We're gonna let him
exactly.
Well, we can cut him off right away if he doesn't do the right thing. All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but...
scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And really let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. When we're streaming the video or whatever here, that's going to be on the internet.
Oh, Lord, I got to setting up. Yeah. I got to straighten up.
That's going to look good. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who would win an athletic challenge, Fritz or DeCamera, is the Twitter question. Currently, Fritz coming in at 87.5%.
Wow, giving DeCamera no respect.
Well, none. Too much respect for DeCamera.
Yeah.
Like, let's be serious here.
Well, it's probably his sister voting over and over again who he got tickets for everything.
I tell you what, we got a lot of Twitter questions up today.
Yeah, we did. I like lots of Twitter questions.
Yeah, people respond positively to so many of them.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Oh, he's back. Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
That joke, DeCamera, he's a dope anyway, so, yeah. I listen,
he's taller than you, though.
I just want to say, Brandon Graham, thank you for all the great years wearing the green and black, silver and white. You're a super special person in the neighborhoods of New Jersey and Pennsylvania and all over the NFL. A lot of people respect you all over the country, all over the NFL, all the different shows, ESPN, NFL, this and that. But I think that what we should have, okay, is a special day for Brandon Graham, Appreciation Day, for at Chickie and Pete's.
Oh.
And you guys, WIP, can set it up or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Brandon knows a lot of the people like me. And
how are you going to get a ticket to that, though?
And this one and that one. You know, I mean, it would be a nice gesture for Brandon. I believe, though, one thing. I think Brandon wants to coach. I think Brandon's at a crossroads.
He realize how many hours you got to be at there.
He knew it was time to retire.
Herb, let me ask you this. If we had the BG Day at Chickie's, and let's say we sold tickets to it, how many would you need? Would you need two or just one for yourself?
Wow, Why are you selling tickets?
Why would
you want to sell tickets?
For a charity or something. For a charity.
Brandon's charity.
For charity. Yeah. What, $10 a person?
Who knows?
Like that. $5, $10.
Yeah, but who knows? Who knows? Yeah. How many tickets would you need? One or two?
Not me. I don't know. Maybe I'd buy 10 tickets or five tickets.
Who would you bring?
Know. You know what I mean?
You got
all my friends. I invite my friends, people that, you know, are Eagle fans. You know what I mean?
So, you got maybe a special someone you'd want to bring?
I got the chocolate girl. She'll come, you know. You know, to my girl. My girl from Germantown. Hey, yeah. Mike, where are you going to be so I can give you that new shirt? You know what I'm saying?
He just said that. You got me stunned over here right now.
He doesn't care.
I'll be at Chickie's Friday.
Yep.
When's your next thing at Chickie and Pete's?
Friday. Oh, you know what? Not this Friday, though.
No, yeah, you guys aren't going to be there this Friday.
Oh, the following Friday.
Yeah. Because of the tournament, it's going to be so busy over there. Of course, if you want to watch the tournament anywhere, you should go to Chickie and Pete's, but we won't be there.
We got a wrestling tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Who are you wrestling?
NCAA wrestling. That's why I was just coming down there. I had to get all the buses gassed up.
Who are you wrestling?
There's a wrestling.
Are you wrestling?
No, not me.
Okay.
I'm working down there.
Okay.
You know? But,
are you not officiating? You mean you're driving buses? Or you're driving the people to the stadium is
the
what
buses,
you're saying.
The buses.
Got you.
The white buses that are parked over there facing 95.
White buses.
Company buses. But, you know, Brandon, you gave us a great, what a career. I'm going to tell you, I see you in the top. I hope you're listening right now. I got you in the top five.
Of what?
Eagles, the best Eagle players.
Okay, who's your top five?
Because of the Super Bowl, you won. You made the play against Brady.
Who's your top five? Who's your top five?
Well, my top five,
Yep.
Right now, I'm going to say because I'm going back to even. I mean, I didn't see Chuck Mednarik and some of these other guys. I seen flashes of them. But
yeah.
Can you just name five?
Yeah, who's Super the five?
Bowl, from Super Bowl 66, 67, from that way
in,
I'm going to tell you, my top five.
Top five.
Now,
please.
I'm going to put down, even though he didn't win a Super Bowl here, but Reggie White.
Okay, that's one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian Dawkins.
Two.
Okay.
Brandon Graham.
Three.
Jalen Hurts.
Already? Okay.
He's
four.
Still playing. He's still playing.
Okay.
And I'm going to say right now, I would say Harold Carmichael.
There Harold you go.
Wow.
Harold
Big
Carmichael.
Poll.
What's that?
No, that's a
great
a good
call.
Poll.
I was waiting on you to say Harold.
Harold
I was waiting.
Michael, or I could say there's
who else? Ike?
I mean, Seth Joyner was one of the toughest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Mike Quick?
He was one of the top. Mike Quick. Those guys.
Eric Allen.
In the top 10. Eric Allen in the top 10.
Yep.
You named it. I don't have to join. Yeah. Brian Jaworski was a great quarterback.
Yep. But D-Nab.
Slide your boy in there. Go on, throw me in there.
What about Donovan?
It's about Super Bowl.
Westbrook.
Okay? Jalen Hurts is the first Eagle quarterback.
Nope. Second.
Except for Nick Foles.
Second
Nick Foles. Sort of breaking news.
Jalen Hurts is the first Eagles quarterback to win a Super Bowl, except for Nick Foles.
And
he's the first chocolate quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
That's true.
Justin, what I'm saying is
Ike is black, by the way.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, in case somebody didn't know.
In case somebody didn't know.
He did it for
chocolate.
The whole season, bro. What did he do?
He won the Super Bowl.
And four. 21 games he played, bro.
No, he did not.
And he won the Super Bowl.
He did not play 21
games. What would you have Saquon at? Saquon make your list? Does Saquon make the list? Saquon.
Saquon, yeah, he's getting there.
He's also What about Fletcher Cox?
He's getting there. Lane Johnson's in there for
What about Kelsey?
Yeah.
You know, Lane Johnson's in the top. I mean,
top five.
He's in the top 10. Without Lane Johnson and Mailata, those plays I've been telling you, those crack plays.
What about T.O.?
Great. I mean, you know what I mean? Now, T.O.
What about Shady?
I'll tell you, T.O. got us to the Super Bowl or whatever, but that guy should have been the year when he got in that fight and Hugh Douglas tried and, you know, took a lot of heat for that. Should have went over to the house. I know for a fact, Andy should have done something. Okay, give him his money. And went to Glory and said, give him what he wants. Don't let him. He wound up going to Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the thing is, he was a big factor in us winning that year.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, because I would go face-to-face with Joe Banner.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Wait, what?
Back in them days when Ike played, there was some Eagle players that said they got screwed on their contracts.
Yes.
Sheldon Brown
Not me.
Told me that.
I never said
Sheldon
that.
Sheldon Brown told me that face-to-face, and there's been a few others, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I do know when I read a contract, when I read something, okay, about professional this and that.
Fred Barnett be in your top 10?
You know, yeah, he was a he was only played so many years.
Yeah,
you know.
Herb, did you appreciate?
I don't even think he lasted 10 years. Did Fred Barnett last 10 years?
No idea. Herb, did you appreciate Cowboy Jim coming on and spilling your secrets about your dating life?
Yeah.
I heard him say something last week. You could tell Cowboy Jim keep his mouth shut.
Whoa.
And that's it, because...
Was he lying?
He don't even know what he's talking about. The girl that I know works for Spirit Airlines. He works for American. The girl met me on a Spirit flight. That was over 13, 14 months ago. She said...
What were you doing on Spirit?
I fly them once in a while, man, whatever the deal is.
And you're flying
American. In June, I'm flying American to go to Columbia. So, you know.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, this is.
You're taking her to Columbia, we heard?
Wait a minute.
No.
What about the Germantown girl?
She lives in Cartagena, that girl.
Okay.
Man. The Germantown girl, I don't mess with her anymore because...
Some would say you got them in different area codes.
She tried to steal some money, man.
Whoa.
Oh, hold on now. I ain't going for that.
No.
Eight grand.
No, $8,000. The delegation ain't behind that, man. Tried to get you for $8,000?
Yeah. $8,000. She tried to steal money. She stole it.
Man.
And then the bank took it back, gave it back to me.
Oh, man. I need more on this.
Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom or something it was.
Man. Wow. Well, at least she has good taste.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like Nordstrom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have a girlfriend worked at Neiman Marcus.
She tried to get you for $8,000, huh?
Wow.
Neiman Marcus is for professional athletes that are making millions of dollars.
Lots of money.
Walk in there and see what they charge.
Yeah, believe me, I've been there.
Get like $400 jeans.
$1,000, $1,500, $2,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah, I was mad crazy. Yeah.
All right, we gotta roll.
All right, Herb, love you, buddy. Herb.
Yeah, I'll see you soon.
There he is.
I agree. So, Brandon, I love him, and take care of his family.
Is it okay if we give him your number?
Yeah, give him my number.
Okay.
I want to talk to him.
All right. Thank you. There he is. Well, that was
turned
something
for
else.
The worse.
Yeah.
Got it. 8K.
I'm going to talk about Guida here. You know, Guida is not
stealing from you.
No, they're not going to get you for 8K. Look, Guida is going to take care of you, man.
Oh,
they're going to take care of you.
To be my people, man. What's going on, man?
If you need new windows and doors, I actually feel sorry for you if you don't go Guida, because you are missing out. You're missing out on a number of different things. First of all, you're missing out on brand new energy efficient windows and doors that make your house worth more, make your energy bills go down. But also, if you go Guida, They're hooking you up in a number of different ways from a cost standpoint. That's why I feel sorry for you if you don't go there. Interest-free financing. Interest-free. Depending on the size of your project, zero down, 0% interest up to 36 months. They could even kick it up to as many as 72 months. If you're not good at math, and I had to do this math before the show, 72 months is 6 years with no interest, low monthly payments, lower energy bills, more comfortable house, higher house value. Come on. And not just that, but 20% off everything. Every product they have, 20% off every window and door. There are restrictions. There is a minimum purchase, and the financing is subject to credit approval. So what I want you to do for this limited time offer is call them. Call 877-GO-GUIDED. They'll give you all the details, and you can schedule a free in-home estimate. Or go to goguided.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Big Lou in Sewell. You're on WIP. What's up, Big Lou? Big Lou.
Big Lou.
Big home.
Bam.
It's been a lot of that today.
That's disappointing, too.
Yeah, especially out of Big Lou. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, feller?
What up, Justin?
What's happening, boys? Man, let me tell y'all. Y'all got to get something set up with Jack and the camera. I'm telling you what. When I tell you somebody's going to get their crack kicked shut, it ain't going to be Jack. Pulled the camera.
Shut his hole!
This old boy cried about a tore groin for like 3 years when I started.
It wasn't even torn.
Yeah.
Hold on, Justin. It wasn't even torn.
Pulled.
He just pulled it.
Yeah, he pulled a groin at fantasy camp down yonder in Florida. And like when I first started listening to the station, it was after the first Super Bowl win. You know,
it's not the first time that guy's pulled his own groin. I'll tell you that much.
He was whacking that thing.
But I've shook the poor boy's hand. You can leave the 10-incher thing alone too. I promise you that.
Oh, yeah. Wow!
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Wow!
Bless his heart. He does got little hands. I love him to death. Good Lord! And like Jack said, 1-on-1 to 11. It won't take long. Jack will back him down, post him up, and that'll be the end of that.
Everyone knows that.
Let them do some kind of running thing, but the camera ain't going to want to do that. So let them play golf. Jack will get out there like Roy 10 Cup McAvoy and just play the whole thing with a 7-iron and just beat his eyes shut. I mean,
if I played him with one club and a putter.
Yeah, that's what I'm – well, I mean, I you could go out there with a set of garden tools probably, man, like a hoe, a ball bat, a little short shovel to tee off with, stuff like that. I'm telling you, if he ain't never broke 100 – and you're breaking 90 consistently, it's over before it even starts. This will be common.
Justin, what do you think about a sit-up and push-up sort of battle as well?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. I mean, I can do sit-ups, but I ain't much of a push-up man because I've tore my rotator cuff and blown my shoulder out.
Wow, the camera of the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the SEC.
Some of us is actually working when we do it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like work injury. You know, it ain't too fun. I don't know if you've ever done that or not, but it ain't too fun. But, yeah, this is going to be comical. Y'all's going to have a full summer of this, like something once a week or something like that you could do. It would be good. I'm telling you right now.
Swimming? Can you swim, Fritz?
Yeah, I mean.
Ooh, I'm a good swimmer, too.
Well enough.
Oh.
I can't. He looks like a doggy paddler, doesn't he?
He does.
Doggy paddler.
He does. He looks like he gets in the pool with swimmies.
Yeah.
Oh, the things on their arm.
A swimmies guy. Until he was like 16.
Yep.
Let them do a diving competition like Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School. Like, wow. Get up there and blow the fart.
Dude, triple Lindy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triple Lindy.
Yeah.
Cannonball.
But I do want to tap in on the jeans thing.
Yeah.
As y'all know, you know, down here I wear cowboy boots with my jeans and whatnot. So I want to give you a heads up on jeans. Like, if you do like them a little stretchy.
Yeah.
Go to American Eagle. Like, they've got, like, some stretch.
Oh, I like jeans. American Eagle, yeah.
Well, they put stretch in men's jeans now. Like,
yeah.
They used to just – women had that scam going for years.
That's true.
We didn't know about it.
They do have the stretch jeans for us now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they ain't overexpensive, but as far as, like, the joggers and athletic britches, dude, Dick's Sporting Goods. Now, Lululemon will blow your wallet out. I'm telling you right now, that stuff higher than boat dot gas, boys. I mean, it ain't for the faint of heart you walk in there. You walk in there and you better have two hands on your wallet because they're going to get it one way or another. So I'll get my, like, athletic joggers and whatnot and athletic shorts. Go to Dick's. I got Dick's Sporting Goods. Got some good joggers, man.
Okay.
I like them. But as far as athletes that stayed too long, man, got to be Evander Holyfield, man. That's one of the best boxers of all time.
Oh, man, that's one of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah, real deal Holyfield.
Yeah.
The boxers do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Boxers do that.
I'm surprised you didn't get more boxers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray, Ali.
Well, Tyson.
Yeah, Tyson.
All of them done it too long, boys. But
B-Hop.
Congrats on.
Yes.
One of our guys, yeah.
Yeah, congrats to BG today, though, guys. He was nothing but awesome to me and Owen when we got to come up there last year. Super nice guy. And if y'all do a boxing thing, y'all remember Johnny Marks had some heat with the camera, and Marks was wanting to box. So if there's a boxing thing, call John up. He might want to jump in on this
thing. See what he want to do.
Yeah,
he's foaming at the mouth.
I love you, boys. I'll meet you later.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. You know who I was going to name?
Who?
Since we're getting closer to the end.
Yeah.
Emmett.
Emmett did.
Emmett was going to be my first one.
He did stick around too long.
Yeah, and he did it for the wrong reasons, too. He did it to just push that rushing record further away.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was Emmett playing the Cardinals?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
For no reason. We only got a minute, but Big Lou, I need your take on DeCamera versus Fritz.
I fell asleep at the wheel. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Well, I hope you didn't do that literally.
First off, DeCamera, he's delusional and he's egotistical.
Yes.
So those two combinations are not a good mix. Fritz, you gotta bust him like the Eagles busted Kansas City.
Wow.
No mercy. Don't take any prisoners.
Yeah. Put him in the ground.
Who do you know that gives themselves a nickname?
Well, nowadays a lot of people do.
Yeah, I mean, my name's Brett.
Boy, yeah. I was going to say, nowadays, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I give up the Dr. Glatt commercial, brother. You're not the one. Saying, man.
Ike the Main.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
Cannot give it up, man.
Best show on radio, though.
All right. Thank you, Big
Appreciate
Lou.
Appreciate it, Big Lou.
Have a good one, brother.
Yes, sir.
The text line is brought to you by Benardi Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benardi Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenardiJewelers.com.
Text line.
Joe Wechter and Brandon Graham retiring in the same week? It's going to be a busy week. John Ritchie's Tear Ducts.
This is really...
Oh, yeah. He's going to do a lot of crying. Wait, Wechter's last day is Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, so he's going to cry 2 days in a row. He better cry tomorrow for BG.
Has to.
Or people are going to start talking.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I was here for 15 freaking years, and I still get called Brendan? Brandon Graham driving around today.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
That was a tough one.
We only had one Brendan call, right?
Yeah. I've never heard him called Brendan.
No, I have not either. I've noticed a lot of people messing up Fangio. There's a lot of people that mess up Vic Fangio.
It's Fangelo, the one
that... Fangelo, that's the one that got us
the
other day.
Fangio, yeah. I've heard.
Yeah. Well, you know.
What's next?
The Philly special was fine. Nick Foles was fine. But I can't stop thinking, what if BG doesn't sack Tom Brady? Spike raining on Super Bowl wins even back then.
I did not do that. It's not who I am. Well, it might be who I am, but I didn't do that. What's next?
Are you a millennial who thinks the world started during your childhood? Do you deliberately ignore all context to react to today's news? Join Elliot Shore Parks for the new Odyssey podcast, Prisoner of the Moment. Tim and Newark.
The Schmidt one's tough.
It's,
dude.
He just won't back off.
I swear, and he drives you two crazy with it.
Yes,
because there's no way he's the only person in this city, in this region, that believes that.
And he's got no good reason for it.
He's got no real good.
His only reason for BG being on is how he plays his entire career here.
Yes,
but then it doesn't matter for Mike Schmidt,
right? Who was, no offense to BG, but like Mike Schmidt, objectively, like better.
Well, he should have been voted as the best athlete in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And we somehow put AI number one.
Right.
Had Schmidt, too.
Schmidt was not happy about that. All right, what's next?
First, BG retires. Then, Kenan Cinnaminson navigates his presumably giant font on his phone to unmute himself and announce, I'm here! How much can one community handle in a day? The Delaware Valley.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Poor Ken. Ken's battle with the mute button this week has been legendary.
You called him on it, too. You knew he was like, yeah, he's on mute again.
Yep. Oh, sorry, I'm doing four things at once. You got a lot of time to call here. I don't know how many things you could be doing. What are you planning out your next call? What's next?
Historic day for our Michigan man, Brandon Graham, reminds me of one of the first Wing Bowls. It was me, John Ritchie, Jason Avant, and Ike Reese. Ike met a wing girl named Ann Arbor, and while he might have hated the University of Michigan, he loved him some Ann Arbor that night. Come on! Tornado Shapiro.
That's actually a pretty good one.
Yes.
Ann Arbor. I like that.
Man, I wonder if he's going to, I wonder if Tornado's going to have a, like an NCAA tournament themed weekend forecast.
Big one.
What's next?
It would indeed be tough to complete a Sixers Mount Rushmore. Wilt, Dr. J, AI, and then it's really close between Moses, Embiid, and whoever has been the team X-ray technician over the last 6 years. Mark in Modco.
What a bad year for the Sixers, huh?
A lot of shots, too.
Yeah, what a bad year.
People seem to be reveling in
it. Yeah, they really are.
Sad.
They really are. Fritz at 6 next?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got coming up?
No, we're going back to the Phils. No, I'm just kidding. It's BG's day. Continuing
right.
to celebrate.
Yeah, keep
BG.
Celebrating yeah. BG.
Also, Marcus Morris killed Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
I saw it. I didn't get to hear it, but I saw it.
Marcus Morris is pissed off they didn't sign him. No player wanted to be signed more by the Sixers than Marcus Morris.
We gave him the key
Morris.
To the city.
Yeah.
We
traded him the second after they got the key to the
yeah,
city.
Yeah, but then he wanted to come back, and they didn't sign him, and he's mad. So, you got to play that? I only heard a minute of it. It was with KOC, right?
Yeah, good job by KOC.
Yeah, KOC. Good old KOC over in at Yahoo Land. All right, Fritz at 6 is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.